This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I was alone.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone is our guest in studio. He tried for 12 hours to get here and finally got off the ground this morning and got to Austin, Texas. So he's here with us, StoneZone.com. In fact, guys, they're in my office. Will somebody haul in both his new best-selling books on the Clintons and, of course, on the Bushes? Because this continuity is important to understand just how evil they are. This isn't tit-for-tat politically. The Clintons robbing foundations, robbing Haitian funds, you know, keeping most of the money, paying for their jets, their homes. These are horrible, nasty people, not just Benghazi or Emailgate. But you were just getting into this other university chain the Clintons are really involved in that is a scam. But listen, at least with real estate schools, you learn some real stuff, but you get out of it, you know, what you put into it. So sour grapes with leftist losers running around like the biggest story on earth is Donald Trump. Some people didn't like the classes they took. I mean, that's their problem. I am so sick of you. Meanwhile, mainline education is almost completely worthless now. You spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on it and learn how to be a social justice warrior. So tell us about this university scandal.
I have a piece up right now at Daily Caller about this. Laureate University is a Clinton scam. Basically, it was a failing chain of private schools. They paid Bill Clinton $16 million in 2010. They didn't disclose that until 2015. It was hidden. Clinton managed for them to get $150 million from the International Finance Corporation.
Good Lord.
They never qualified for the IPO. Clinton and the friends of Bill on Wall Street, KKR, Goldman Sachs, Stevie Cohen, they made a killing. The students didn't do so well. This pales in comparison to Trump University.
Well, this is unprecedented, $150 million. We're talking billions in this foundation of every scam you can imagine. Anybody else got that so-called money and then just took it would go to prison.
Yeah, this was a stunning interview you just did with my friend Peter Schweitzer, whose book is terrific and much of which is recapped with attribution in my book with some new information because I came and published several months after Peter. The Clinton Foundation is the largest single money laundering scheme in U.S. criminal history.
So they make Bernie Madoff look like a good boy.
A piker. This is a $2 billion global financial fraud. All of their filings with the individual states, with the IRS, by the way, the state attorney generals regulate charities, all of their filings are permeated with fraud and partial information. Why no Republican attorney general has yet opened an investigation into the Clinton Foundation is beyond me. Why the IRS is auditing Donald Trump's taxes but not investigating the Clinton Foundation, over which
well,
they
we know
received
why.
Hundreds.
It's too big to fail.
Right.
I mean, they've got so many other people involved in the scam, they want to cover it up. But I mean, sorry, go ahead.
It's the Achilles heel, though. If there are three issues for Donald Trump, they're very simple. The Clintons' epic abuse of women, the fact that Bill sexually assaulted dozens of women and that Hillary then threatened and intimidated and bullied them into silence. Secondarily, her failure as Secretary of State, Benghazi, the email scandal, and our failed foreign policy. And then thirdly is the epic stealing by Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea, the way they have enriched themselves at the trough by trading governmental favors for giant speaking fees and contributions to their phony charity. 1, 2, 3. That's how you beat Hillary Clinton.
That is the 1, 2, 3 knockout crescendo or trifecta. When we return, the latest on the Chris Christie situation. You're about to hear it here first. The fall of Chris Christie. Why is this important? Well, we'll tell you straight ahead with breaking news with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
It's Chris in Georgia.
Give it to me easy.
Eric in Oregon.
Let me try.
Jim in Florida. Tom in England. David in Texas and others. Your phone calls are coming up. Start of the next segment. Roger Stone is our guest, StoneZone.com. And he is here in Austin, Texas, to be in studio with us so the TV audience can also have the pleasure of him being with us. We're also going to talk campaign, talk Cleveland, talk the different strategies that are coming up there. StoneZone.com is his website. And I tell you, I know it's been Stone in there and others advising Trump, but Trump's his own man, to take the gloves off, go full bore, and absolutely, you know, attack the system. And whether it's 9/11 truth and the 28 pages, or whether it's the Clintons abusing women, or whether it is them selling out to foreign countries. I've seen Trump some lately talk about the communist Chinese and how Hillary gets money from them recently. But, man, Laurel and Hughes, her and Bill, would allow the transfer of MERV technology, boost technology, reentry technology that took a Chinese rocket program, because the Russians wouldn't give them ICBMs. Russia and China hate each other, you know, more than, you know, we think. In fact, more than China and Russia have issues
with that. Something Dick Nixon figured out. Go ahead.
Well, you're the expert. Yeah, well, tell us about that. And the Clintons gave. There was almost an overthrow by the Pentagon of them at the time, by the way. Gave them the Panama Canal, gave them most of our deep water ports, and gave them the missile secrets to destroy the United States. China could not do it. And talk about sick, and we're going to break the big news here. When I went and saw The Martian with the anti-gun creature, Matt Damon, in the movie, they say, thank God we don't have good technology and the Russians don't either. Thank God our rockets are Chinese. Thank you for getting us to Mars and saving Matt Damon. I mean, inverted and Politburos with red flags flapping. All this foreign money is controlling Hollywood, you name it, and now they have this EU commission, which runs things. It's a dictatorship saying we're going to have an Internet ID. They're coming after the free speech. We'll talk about that next, but just the history. You've got to promise sometime when you're not just battling, you know, for the Trump campaign, the history with Nixon and all the stuff you saw. So just 60 seconds on Nixon, then we'll get into Chris Christie.
Well, I think you made an excellent point, which is Nixon figured out that the Russians and the Chinese could be played off against each other. That's how we got a SALT agreement to limit nuclear weapons. It's how we got the opening to China. They were more concerned about each other. This is the kind of president we need, somebody who puts America's interests first and figures out how to play our enemies off against each other. Now, let's go to the Christie situation. As you know, a federal judge has ruled that a list of unindicted co-conspirators in the George Washington Bridge closing matter be released. Somebody calling himself John Doe has appealed to the court to try to block release of those documents. That hearing is coming up today, I believe. My sources, which are impeccable, tell me that there are, in fact, two lists. One is a list of unindicted co-conspirators. The other is a list of public officials who knew in advance that the bridge would be closed and did nothing about it. Sources at the very top tell me that Governor Chris Christie is on the latter list, which, of course, would be inconsistent with everything he has said publicly. So we need to watch that hearing very carefully. I think it is unlikely the judge is going to back off the release of these documents. And finally, the truth of Bridgegate will be known shortly.
Do we think John Doe may be a corpulent governor that resembles a hedgehog?
There were some who thought that was the case. I think it is not so. I think it is someone, however, who works for the governor, perhaps at the Port Authority, who would be on the latter list with the governor.
Will that hurt Trump because Chris Christie's a supporter?
I think that the transference isn't really there. Obviously, Christie and Trump were competitors. Christie has been very supportive of Trump. He's been the one rhino Republican who has broken from the pack to come over from the never Trump crowd. But I don't think anybody realistically thinks he's on the list for vice president.
I don't want you to give out any, you know, intel, because you've got a great political brain, one of the best out there, it's admitted even by your enemies, of any Achilles heels for Trump. But obviously, they've thought about every heel. They've attacked every heel they think's there. I think the only heel is Trump himself if he doesn't stay hardcore and backs off, but that's not his nature. But the assassination card, other issues, this media is willing to push any hoax. They've already filed fake lawsuits about, you know, underage girls he raped. That was totally fake and admitted. That tells me, though, I mean, nobody's invincible, and I know you're not saying that. What do you worry about on the belly of Trump? Are there any missing armored scales?
Yeah, look, I don't think so. Did he have gorgeous girlfriends in the period which he was not married? Absolutely. Did he play the field? Absolutely. There are no scandals. All this nonsense about David Brock and the folks at Media Matters America have reams and reams of unknown negative information. It's all crap. Here's the question. Why is the mainstream media asking about Trump University but not Laureate? Why are they asking Trump about how much he raised for veterans to the penny but not asking about the Clinton Foundation? You have a double standard, and Trump has taken it on frontally in his attacks last week on the media for raising the question about how much he raised for veterans. We know exactly what it is. 5.6 million, that's how much, with another 600,000 pledged and yet to be collected. In other words, the exact $6 million that Trump said it was months ago.
And this
is a hit job.
They turn everything into something evil. He's at an event. He says, I have pledged from donors and myself $6 million. And then that's how pledging works, whether it's NPR or anything. Then you send the money. You call in and go, I pledge $500. They go, good. You get the coffee mug and the sweater. And then you write the check. He says, I have $6 million pledged. And they turn that into deceit.
Yes. Look, it is we're playing a game against a stacked deck. You're going to have a movement here. And I think everybody knows this. And Trump called it when he said it was rape. The women physically and sexually assaulted, raped, bitten by Bill Clinton, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Christy Zurcher, Sandra Allen James, Liz Ward Grayson, Eileen Wellstone, who may be found in Britain, the very first woman that Bill Clinton raped when he was at Oxford. They are going to be they're going to speak out. They're not going to be stifled and suppressed and threatened this time. And here's what will happen, Alex. There's going to be an attempt once again to discredit them. What do the Clintons always do? Attack the women. Attack the women.
But this time there's the internet and the new media that together is even more powerful than the whore media, the Brian Williams, Katie Couric, Decepticon media.
But they're going to say, oh, these women have been paid to say that. These women are ideologically motivated. These women are lying. No, folks, these women are telling the truth. They were browbeat. They were suppressed last time. They will not be.
I can see TV ads where it shows Hillary and Bill denying it and then cut to Clinton going, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Look, their credibility is shot, and that's their largest problem. Even liberals don't believe them. Nobody believes them. They have lied so many times about so many things
sure. That
attacking someone else is a liar.
So what happens? You know their brain. You know Brock. You know his rotting mind. What are they going to pull?
Look, they're running an old game plan. They have a completely programmed, scripted campaign. Sidney Blumenthal is petrified about the fact that Bernie is going to challenge them. Sidney Blumenthal is petrified about the fact that Cornel West is one of those who has been asked to second the nomination of Bernie Sanders, and therefore he's going to have a national audience to talk about the Clintons' record on civil rights, which is abysmal, to talk about their dog whistle politics. The fact that Bill Clinton once said to Ted Kennedy, you know, a few years ago, this boy Obama would be getting our bags and getting us coffee. So that's the real Bill Clinton, the Bill Clinton who signed Three Strikes You're Out. The reason so many young black Americans are incarcerated for possession of small amounts of drugs is so Bill Clinton could be looked tough going into his
night. And by the way, that's what's so crazy. They hang out with Grand Dragons. They really are the scuzzy end of the Dixie Mafia, literally. For folks that don't know what that is, I mean, I live here, okay, I know. And it's just crazy. You get around Dixie Mafia people, and I've been around them, and most of the top Democrats in town, I mean, they are the most racist people you've ever seen. And you're just like, it's like, what on earth?
Most African Americans don't know the story of Ricky Ray Rector. Ricky Ray Rector was a retarded African American man convicted in Arkansas. Hillary pushed Bill to execute him on the eve of the New Hampshire primary in 1992 so that they could look tough on law and order. Every African American in this country needs to know the name of Ricky Ray Rector before this election.
And by the way, we're not just saying this. I don't just to win political points just say they're racist. I mean, the Clintons are anti-human scum. I mean, they are. Is there anybody worse than them except maybe Kim Jong-un?
Well, the Bushes are in the same league. I think the Bushes are actually bigger criminals in terms of the overall.
Well, they got a lot of the Nazi money. That's why they're really secret.
They start with Prescott Bush, the patriarch of the Bush family, the U.S. Senator.
They held the war chest for Hydra.
Yeah, he was basically financing the Third Reich's war machine,
which was symbolized as a Hydra. That people think that's Captain America. I'm saying that's actually the group.
Yeah, it is. I think that, of course, the two families, the Bushes and the Clintons, as you can see in both of these books, they're connected at the hip. It's one crime family. They're in it together, folks. That's why Bill says, George Bush says that Bill is like his brother, and that makes
Bubba
Hillary like his sister-in-law. And Barbara Bush,
Don't talk about Clinton. She's my son.
Yeah, she says that Bubba is the fourth Bush brother. God forbid.
Both the books, The Clinton's War on Women and Jeb and the Bush Crime Syndicate, are tour de forces. I thought I knew it all, and I read these books and couldn't put them down. Give these to your friends and family to really understand this is one of the crime families that, have merged together ruling us, and the Bushes did it off stolen Nazi loot they got to keep. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Super good.
I got soul.
Tom and Ingram. England. You're going to be up first. And Chris, Eric, is that Eric or Erica? My eyes are going. Jim, David, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to be taking your calls for the balance of the hour, and then we're going to obviously be doing some tape shows and things here while Roger Stone is visiting in Austin, Texas. We're going to be doing some Facebook mentions and other viral videos. A lot of breaking news here in the next few days at InfoWars.com. I do want to go to your phone calls, but coming up in the next longer segment after we take some calls, Roger, you've got more to cover. Tell folks what it is.
Well, I want to talk about the convention. I want to talk about the way this I see this playing out. And we should talk a little bit about the importance of the vice presidential nomination.
All right. We're going to talk about it all. Tom in Her Britannic Majesty's Albion, you are on the air from jolly old England. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I mean, Sir Alex, Lord Alex.
Thank you,
Roger. Hi, Roger. I've got a comment, a little sort of an anecdote, I suppose, and a couple of important questions for Roger. About
sure, go ahead.
So I was, this was a BBC documentary about 5-6 years ago. It was about reality TV, and there was a large segment on The Apprentice. And they interviewed a former contestant, and she was saying how great Trump was to work with and how he was always jovial, smiling and everything. And she just told a story about how he came in jovial and smiling as usual. And then the producer told him the narrative. And the narrative was Trump is in a terrible mood. Something such and such happened and blah, blah, blah on the way. And, you know, and he apparently got into character, you know, like that. You know, it was sort of strange.
Sure. I mean, he's been part of reality TV, and I can tell you, folks, it's almost all completely fake. Trump admits that. So here's your question is this just an actor we're seeing? And my answer, before you talk to the real insider, is it doesn't matter. This stuff he's doing is irrevocably damaging to the New World Order criminal project. That's why I'm supporting it. But I think he's gamed them. And I've talked to a lot of other insiders, and you didn't tell me this, that knew him years ago that said, look, Trump's more anti-New World Order than you are. He's just kept it secret, and he's like a sleeper cell. Is that an accurate statement, or is that?
I think he's had consistent views for 30, 40 years.
30 years ago, he was against NAFTA again.
Right. He was against NAFTA. He was suspicious of NATO and the fact that it's costing us a fortune and our allies are not paying their fair share. It made sense, perhaps, after World War II when we were wealthy and everybody else was broke. Now we're broke and everybody else is
He's a businessman, and he thinks about Team America.
But he's always thought that there is nothing new about his views. These have always been his views. He's always been an outsider. He's always scoffed at the inside sure. Washington, New York elite. I can tell you this. He hated Washington. He hated going there. He hated the system.
They know that, by the way.
There's no question. So he hasn't changed. And no, I think the fellow you may have seen on The Apprentice may have been acting. But the Donald Trump you see on the campaign trail, that's the real Donald Trump.
Let me ask you this, Tom.
To the point.
I kind of interrupted both of you, but is that your question? I was thinking for something, or is that it, Tom?
It wasn't really my – I mean, I've got other questions.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I was just going to say that not all of his views are consistent with what they were a few years ago. And in the context of him being an accomplished actor, I mean, I understand that Roger – Stone says that what we're seeing now is real Trump. What we're seeing then was an actor. But how do we know that? I mean, that's the thing. But I mean, my question to Roger Stone is: a few weeks ago, he said that in a certain state there was a million people who were fitted the profile of a Trump supporter. So my first question to him is: what is the sort of the social? What is that profile?
Okay, real quick, the second one, because we got to go to break and get to calls here, sir. I'm going to ask you quick questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, I actually think this is a very important question, and I'll tell you why. The Trump voter can be analytically profiled. We know exactly who he and she are. And therefore, I think that one of the most important things that has to be done before this next election is the registration of 1 million new voters in the 10 swing states.
But I thought there's already been 2 million more voters that voted Republican than normally, 2.5 million.
Right, but those are folks who are already registered and came to the process. They've just never voted in the primary before. I'm talking about registering 1 million
totally new
general election voters.
I think that's already happening. Let's talk about that when we come back. Tom, great questions. I just we only spend so much time. More callers straight ahead. We're going to go bam, bam, bam with your questions for Roger Stone. StoneZone.com. Get both his books, The Clinton's War on Women and Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, and InfoWarsStore.com, and support the broadcast while you get your Hillary for Prison shirt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, and choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Absolutely. We are red-blooded Americans. We're not going to be slaves of the globalists. I'm not going to let the communist Chinese muscle in here and turn my country into their globalist slave bidder. The stupid Saudi Arabians, their women chained up with no respect for their daughters. I just love to see what Trump's doing. Roger Stone, I've been ranting here, but obviously I want to go back to calls. I want to know the essence of Trump because obviously I'm not a lesser of two evils person. But the Democrats are going for broke here. They're annihilating free speech. They have people with Mexican flags all over California beating up women, beating up families. The mayors are on the news saying it's a great thing. This is real news, you know, mainstream news on Infowars.com with just bizarre statements by these people that I don't even call the left because I'm, you know, what you'd call liberal on most issues. But I'm for free market, Second Amendment, and stuff like that, so I'm called this super right-wing extremist. No, I'm for free speech, so I'm the liberal. But they're so dangerous, they've got to be met, they've got to be resisted. It's so obvious that Trump is the only choice, and I think he should get 2-3 million new voters to come in and vote, and I think that is the initiative, reaching out to people of every race, color, and creed, saying, you know you're being scammed. You know this is a fraud. Don't be intimidated. Go register to vote and go after them. My concern is, I don't want to discourage folks, is election fraud. We just saw an Austrian nationalist 10 points ahead in every big poll, and he loses to the Green Party socialist people that actually said in a campaign ad, liking Austria is bad, Austria sucks in German. I'm not joking. So what is this leftist self-loathing mental illness and how do we counter it? That's a lot of stuff, but that gestalt there, I'm supporting Trump because his enemies are so bad regardless, but I believe he is the real deal and will deliver.
I believe that in the last two presidential cycles, the Democrats have done a much, much better job of voter registration. The good news is, however, there are not a bunch of unregistered Democrats out there for them to bring in. Now, they can try to bring in illegals, and they have done that in some places. But the Republicans have not done a good job of voter registration.
Is that because of internal sabotage?
No, I think it's actually because there was no market. Now, with Donald Trump as the head of the party, now suddenly there is a market. There are at least 1 million people in the 10 key states willing to become Republicans because they've been drawn to the party by Trump. They weren't interested for Mitt Romney. They didn't even vote 4 years ago. Those people can be located through a sophisticated analytic and modeling program. And in the Floridas and Ohios and Nevadas and Arizonas and Pennsylvania and Florida, the key states, they can be brought to the polls.
And what about just people that are patriots of every race, color, and creed that aren't liberal or conservative, that are just common sense, saying, hey, I'm doubling down. I'm going to go out and find 4 or 5 of my friends that are liberal on some issues but aren't suicidal for the country, and I'm going to take them by the hand and go get them to register to vote.
Look, I'm working with a group called the Committee to Restore America's Greatness. That's all they're going to do is locate and register 1 million new Trump voters.
So that's the place to go to learn tips and what to do?
We will be rolling this out shortly. The Trump campaign has not announced a massive voter registration drive. I think it's an absolute necessity as a political professional, as someone who's a veteran of 9 Republican presidential campaigns, starting with Nixon, through Reagan, Bob Dole, still doing penance for helping the Bushes. That's why I had to write the book. I can tell you this is the key to victory. That's how close this is going to be. It's the only hedge against vote stealing by the Clinton machine. So I'm going to be putting my back into voter registration. A goal, very simple, 1 million new Trump voters.
You could even call it something like red-blooded Americans. We're of every race, color, and creed. We love freedom, and we're for Trump. We're for the Republic. Red-blooded Americans.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you've got the Never Trump operation. Now, this just continues to confound me. Look, Bill Kristol is a friend of mine. I like Bill Kristol. We don't agree on hardly anything. He really should get out of politics and stick to starting wars and writing, because he's a writer. Here's the point. You telling me that the conservative Republican members of Congress, the people who gave us an 80% increase in our $13 trillion debt, they're worrying about soiling themselves by endorsing Donald Trump? Please give me a break. Or those who say, oh, he's not a conservative. Well, what kind of conservative are they? The kind of conservatives like George W. Bush, who tells us Islam is a peaceful religion and who brought us into an endless war with no point, or Donald Trump, who says, let's find ISIS and destroy them. I know which kind of conservative I am.
And they don't want the wars here. They just want to keep them going forever. I talked to the special ops guys, Delta Force, you name it, the Marines, the Navy, all of them. They go, look, whenever they turn us loose, we wipe them all out. We have to sit there in bases and let them attack us.
Well, the idea of a third candidate, an independent candidate, who now turns out to be a writer at the Weekly Standard. This is some kind of fraternity joke. Here are your choices. Hillary, rotten Clinton, or Donald Trump. Those are your choices. Terrific piece today by Richard Viguerie, an old friend of mine, a real purist conservative, but who makes the case that for conservatives, this is the only choice. Trump is the only choice, and the never Trump people need to get over it and get on board.
We've got more to cover about the VP and stuff, but let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Ben in California. He was at San Jose anti-free speech rally where a woman was beat up, and the news said she deserved it. The mayor's like, you know, get hit in the head with a Mexican flag and an egg in your face that cut it, get punched in the eye, a bleeding woman. And it's racially motivated. It's crazy. And, man, I love Hispanic people. That's not just like some you know, one-off. I mean, it's true. I like everybody, but I really like Hispanic folks, like the culture, the food, everything. I don't like how Mexico's degenerated into a narco-terrorist state and how the culture pushed by the media is gangbanger 18-year-old thugs who've been in and out of juvie hall running around beating up women. I mean, come on, folks. Are you really going to endorse a bunch of Mexican gangbangers beating up people? And I mean, come on, folks. I mean, don't people understand that that condoning this is going to create major division in this country, and that's why they're allowing this to happen and why they're endorsing it, is to create silent, cloistered, white, fearful racism so that then that we can all be managed as racial groups like prisoners. I mean that's my view. But it's just, it's going so far, and we're going to go to Ben.
I think it's a mistake. Here's why. Because at the end of the day, I think Hispanic voters care more about economic opportunity. They care about getting their piece of the American dream. They care about getting their piece of the economic pie. And the only person who's going to allow them to do that is Donald Trump. He's a job creator. He understands the economy. He's got a terrific tax reduction plan that is pro-growth and very dynamic. And at the end of the day, Hispanic Americans can choose between opportunity and prosperity and hate, because that's all they're churning out is hate.
Well, I'll say this. When Latin America was right-wing, it had some of the wealthiest countries in the world. And sure, they had some bad right-wing groups there, too. They exacerbate. Oh, the right-wing killed 5,000 people. The communists will kill like 300,000 in countries when they take over in Latin America. You know, I'm not saying it's a lesser of two evils. But, I mean, free market is what makes things operate. It's all the countries that have it, even in limited form, are the ones that have jet airplanes and swimming pools and jobs and highways and a chance to get wealthy. You bring in collectivism, it's some kingpin who says he's a leftist in a red shirt sitting up in an armored compound while you live in a mud hut. Latin America could be this giant glowing jewel, and instead it's gone to hell in a handbasket, and the leftists just want to keep everybody down. I mean, that's, and people say, well, what about the left-right paradigm? It's been controlled because the right's been phony. But the establishment is going after humanity from a leftist perspective. I mean, look, Roger, you're involved in a lot of libertarian causes. I know you're involved in, you know, marijuana decriminalization. You have businesses in that. Oh, more power to you. You know, you're involved in a lot of stuff they call liberal. You know, you've gone after right-wing extremist candidates before yourself. I don't like that. I don't want monotheists telling me how to live, whether they're Christian or Muslim. So I really think it's about terms here. We are the classical liberals, the constitutionals. We're the real progressives. These people are a cult of control freaks.
Yeah, I look at it in a slightly different way. At a certain juncture, I figured out that the left-right confrontation was really just a Hegelian device to distract us from the fact that there is an elite that is whose only interest is not ideological. They're neither left nor right.
They play both sides.
They're interested in control, power, and wealth. That's what they're interested in. And therefore, I probably have more in common with many Bernie Sanders supporters than I do with some traditional Republicans. The truth is, however, that this election is between the insiders and the outsiders. It's not between the Republicans and the Democrats like our past presidential elections. It's the Republicans and Democrats together versus Donald Trump and the people of the United States.
He's never been more naked, because it doesn't matter. He's worth $8 billion. He's never been part of their club. He's always done it on his own. He's arrogant. He thinks he's smarter than them. Looks like he is. He's trying to come in and take over their whole pie. They don't know whether he's just taking it from them or is going to reform it. All they know is they've hijacked everything. They think it's theirs. And Trump's saying, no, it's not. Is that it?
Well, what did Newt Gingrich mean when he was asked why the Republican, pardon me, why the Washington establishment so disliked Trump? And he said, well, he doesn't belong to the secret society. He's never taken the oath. He doesn't know the handshake. Now, maybe it was rhetorical.
It wasn't.
But maybe it wasn't. He's not part of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's not a member of the Trilateral Commission.
And there is a sexual and a cultic aspect to all these clubs. There's a political one, but to get in deeper, there's another level. Like the average gang says, go shoot an old lady to become a made member. When you get to Skull and Bones and stuff, no, you got to do something else to become a member, and it's sexual. Now, I'm going to leave it at that and go back to phone calls, but you're dead on. By the way, if you're a new viewer, let's find that. Newt Gingrich, Trump's never been part of the secret society. He said that on Fox News. It's not a joke. He really said that. So you're absolutely right. You crystallized it. This is really the end of an era. This is the fall of this corrupt group of insiders that have hijacked both parties. Trump realizes it's this moment in history. He's uncloaking as a patriot, making his move for nationalism to be George Washington Part Two. Is that accurate?
I think that's exactly right.
It's epic. Roger Stone's here with us. It's amazing. This guy, all the angles he's got. Ben in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air from San Jose. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just two things real quick. Me and my girlfriend were Mexican, and we attended the Trump rally. It is the most disgraceful, embarrassing thing I have ever seen in my life, man. Just people getting beat up, police not doing anything to help anyone. I got everything on camera. I'm telling you, man. And this is the mayor coming out and saying that Trump needs to be responsible for everything, and it's all crazy, man. The second thing I think that we need...
Well, sir, take your time, because you're a witness to this, not just our cameras that are witnesses to what happened. Describe, as just a citizen of America, white, black, Hispanic, you're just a human, you want to go hear Trump speak, whether you support him or not, you know, tell us if you do. Some people go just to hear, and they get beat up, you know. So what was it like? What did you see?
Okay, first of all, I'm a libertarian, and I just support a lot of what he says. But as we stepped out, there was just total chaos. I mean, everyone was just talking mess to the Trump supporters, calling everyone racist. I mean, everything. Just using.
We're going to show some B-roll of that in the background. Tell us what you witnessed.
I just saw, I mean, we started walking to my car. I was with my two-year-old son. And, I mean, we were just walking. I was recording everything. People were just talking mess to everyone. And then out of nowhere, some guy got his Trump hat ripped off, some older white male, and they just started beating him, and I told my girlfriend just to go to the car, and I just wanted to stay there and record everything, and the police weren't even helping this man. I was screaming at the police to help him. I have everything on camera there. I was screaming at the police to help this man, literally 5 feet in front of the police. They were not helping this man. There was like 20 cops, and they were just staring at me. And this guy was just getting beat. And then I've seen that happen like three other times, because I stayed the whole night to record everything, and the police were not helping anything. I don't know what the hell happened. This looked exactly like what happened in Baltimore. I mean, this is crazy right now, man. And
God, they just sucker punched that guy. Well, sir, let me tell you this. I want to get your information. Do you have a YouTube channel? Because if you have this footage, police stand by during racial attack. It should go viral. We need to expose this. This is crazy. And I've got to say, at a certain point, the Second Amendment's going to come involved here. When people are being attacked, this is just amazing. So have you put your footage out yet, sir?
No, I have not. But my second thing I was going to say, I think that we need a whole bunch of constitutionalists to go out, because I was literally the only one of the only males out there that was trying to help these people getting beat up. I was trying to grab these people and get them away from all these crazy people. There's no one out there to help these people. I mean, I think we need a whole bunch of Trump supporters or people that support the Constitution to go out there and protect these people, because these people are just, I mean, this young boy had a Trump sign, and they ripped it up, and he was just screaming at them like, this is my opinion. You guys are calling me racist. Like, I'm not even doing anything to you guys. I mean, I think we need people out there to protect these people, man. Like, everyone there could conceal carry permits, anything. Bring out a legal knife. I mean, if these people want to do something stupid, man, it's going to be on them. And in my eyes.
Well, here's the thing, sir. I hear you. The media is trying to spin this and trying to cover this up, and it's just out of control. The communists just want to have some giant civil war. And I look at our military, who on average, some of the most, you talk to top special forces people I know, and they just tell me, hands down, on average, you know, Hispanic Americans are the toughest, hardest fighting, smartest people we've got for this country. And then you've got these communist scum, brainwashed teenagers out here racially attacking white people because they have USA on their shirt. It is just a shame, and I hear you. If I was Hispanic, I would be ashamed of this. I'm ashamed of this as an America. But sir, please get your. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be overnight at FedEx, whatever. But everybody that's listening that videotapes this stuff need to get it up. Do you have a YouTube channel? Can you get this out?
Yeah, I could put it up on my YouTube channel.
What is your YouTube channel? And we'll link to it as soon as you put it up.
I just have a YouTube account. I don't have an actual channel, but I can make a channel and I can send you guys.
But, sir, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have most of my crews on vacation right now. I'm going to have Darren McBreen get your number from John Harmon, and then we're going to call you in 10 minutes and work through this with you and get this footage uploaded and get it out, okay?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Ben. Go ahead, Roger.
Look, we should not be surprised that the Clintons are using thug tactics. They've used thug tactics their entire career. These are people who used Arkansas state troopers to have witnesses to their corruption and their sexual crimes beaten, who broke into people's houses, who burned people's houses down, drove people out of the country for fear of their lives, broke into people's cars, smashed their windshields, slashed their tires, killed their pets, threatened their children, threatened their children's friends. The Clintons are thugs. They are worse than the mob.
The bullying's over, though, and Donald Trump's the spearhead, like on an icebreaker. We're the ship. He's that big iron steel, you know, spike ramming through the ice. Is that it?
That's why they're so apoplectic, because in a guy, they can't co-opt him. They can't silence him. This is like stepping in front of a moving freight train. The day of reckoning is coming, and Donald Trump is going to be the man who brings it.
You know, throughout history, criminals, whether they're the communists, the Nazis, they always think they can overrun everybody. And at first they have victory, and they push, and they push, and all of a sudden, the sleeping giant awakens. And I can feel the sleeping giant isn't just awake now. It's awake, and it's pissed.
Look, I've been through 9 presidential campaigns. I have never seen anything like this. Reagan was as close as we got, but this is a real grassroots insurgency. I've never seen anything like it. You don't have to call the Trump people to show up. They show up on their own. You don't have to call them to remind them to vote. They show up to vote. I've never seen this kind of grassroots power.
If somebody just thinks they're going to punch me, I can't believe these folks don't fight back, though. But I guess they're smart like Gandhi.
Well, look, I actually think I'm against violence, because any kind of violence will be blamed on Trump, no matter who started.
No, I get it. If I fight back, I'll be blamed on it.
So, sadly, you have to turn the other cheek. You have to avoid violence.
I agree. Like Christ, not that Christ was a wimp. It was so manly to take it to show how bad they were.
Again.
So, at a certain point, I guess, you just absolutely show they did it by not fighting back. I've never done that in my life.
Violence is not the answer. It will not solve the problem. But the mainstream media will blame it on
us. I never let somebody punch me and I get punched back. I don't know how to do it, but I hear you.
Well, either does Trump, I assure you.
I love when they jump the stage trying to attack him. He doesn't run. He just pushes the Secret Service office ready to punch him.
Look, Donald Trump's taking his life in his hands. Every day goes out on the campaign.
I can tell he loves it, doesn't he?
He's not afraid. He's not living in fear. He's having the time of his life. And he's correct. This is not a political campaign. It's a movement. It's a movement to save America. And he's willing to risk his life for it. I just sent $1,000 to the Committee for American Sovereignty. One of the super PACs is supporting Trump that I do believe in. That, unlike Great America PAC, is not a ripoff.
That's right about betting the felon, right?
Yes, correct. Look, you've got Hillary Clinton sitting on $48 million in super PAC funds. And that money, it was 80. She can raise much more. It is unlimited in terms of what she can get. We have to have these same groups. We have no choice.
I'm just looking at that camera over there to the audience and just telling them, this is an epic time to be alive. I don't care what stinking color you are. We're all red-blooded. And I've always had this idea about, you know, our color is red, and taking the color red back from the communists and saying, you know, you don't run the color red. Humanity, that's our color. That's our blood. The communists admit they love red to show red terror. They're going to kill everybody. Well, I got news for the Reds. We're bringing red back, meaning you're the ones that are going to get run over if you try to enslave us. This is the Republic of the United States of America. We are not going to die easy and go down without a fight, Roger Stone.
Well, what I'm saying is, never mind the red. You're not going to win this election without green.
That's right.
And therefore, yesterday's announcement that Tom Barrack, who is an L.A., based, very close friend of Donald Trump's, runs a very successful Real Estate Opportunity Fund. He has started a super PAC. He's got an immediate $37 million in solid pledges from Trump supporters. That is a pivotal moment. The Committee for American Sovereignty.
So is the momentum building? I feel.
Yes, and there's going to be a number of worthy groups, real groups, not ripoff groups like Great America PAC, the Ed Rollins, Jesse Benton operation. Ed Rollins, longtime Republican operative, works for Teneo Strategies today. That means he works for the Clintons, and his PAC, Great America, is a front. It's a scam.
I want to talk. I got to get calls. All this is golden. We got to do more interviews. Obviously, you're in lettuce. I know you have a no sleep waiting for your flight here, but we can do some more interviews and stuff for Sunday, right?
Yes.
Good, good. So there's been more Roger Stone, more exclusive here. I want to go to some phone calls right now. We'll do five more minutes in the next hour, and then we can do some lunch here, and then we can have who is it taking over in the fourth hour today? That's going to be Anthony Gucciardi doing a great job. But before we do that, please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I've skipped like three breaks today, which nobody else in the industry does. That's like $1,000 a minute we're losing. I can't help it. But just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got 20% off Survival Shield, 20% off the Lung Cleanse. We've got all these different specials that are running right now. We will sell out of Lung Cleanse by Monday, so take advantage of this 20% off. We have the new revolutionary air purifier that is available at 25% off out of the gate. So that's Alexa Pure Breeze that is way, way, way lower than any other competition. There's no reviews yet because it's brand new, but I've been using it here at the office for a few months. I'm about to get some of my home. They are simply amazing. They just came out, but I have one of the prototypes. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And whatever you do, because it's so much fun, it's gone from 1 in 25 Trump supporters on average at the rallies to 1 in 10. Now we're going for 1 in 5, where Hillary for prison shirts are just everywhere, lining the front row. It's making huge news. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com with a 4.9-star review out of a possible 5. That's a 99% star. So please take advantage of that today. And the small profit we make funds this operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Georgia. Then we'll go to Erica in Oregon and others. Go ahead.
Hello, Alice and Roger Stone.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right, I have three questions, but I'm going to ask my first one now. If you have time, I'll ask the other one. I don't think Trump will be president because I believe the elite will kill him. Do you agree? I mean, I support him, but do you see him as president given all the dangers he's been through? I mean, all the tweets and death threats and the little protection it seems he has.
Well, I mean, look, there's no doubt he's one of the bravest men ever alive in American politics. You know, he's not George Washington yet, but he's trying. So, yes, they want to kill him. They're openly – Glenn Beck's been suspended off SiriusXM. He's being, because he does these little premeditated somebody needs to kill Trump things. I'm not attacking Beck, but it's getting crazy. The New York Times says kill him. They're allowing this. Facebook allows hundreds of pages calling for his death for months. Roger Stone, this guy's got a good point. Chris's got a good point.
Yeah, no, I think it's a very legitimate concern. Look, I have been banned on CNN because my views are politically incorrect. But a fellow named Wilson, a Republican consultant from Florida, he tweets out somebody needs to put a bullet in Donald Trump. He still appears regularly on CNN. So, once again, you see the double standard.
Yeah, somebody put handcuffs on his ass.
Yeah, well, at least he had to get a visit from the Secret Service.
He doesn't have a right to say, as a media person, go kill somebody. Listen, if I got up on air and told my listeners, they're great people, but a small percentage are crazy. If I said go kill somebody, they try. And Glenn Beck knows that. It's not like he's an average guy saying somebody should put a bullet in him. He knows damn well he's got enough lunatics listening, they'll go out and try it. I'm sorry, Roger.
Look, I don't disagree. So let's come back to your question because it's crucial. Who the vice president is the central question. I think Trump's greatest insurance policy against assassination is picking a vice president whose views are almost identical.
More hardcore. Don't have a George Herbert Walker.
No, because then that's an open invitation. Whether it's Lyndon Johnson, whether it's George Bush, that's an open invitation for a...
Roger Stone is on fire despite the fact he was stuck in an airport with summer storms. All night with no sleep, he's here fighting for the Republic. Fourth hour straight ahead, InfoWars.com/show for free feeds. Chris, thanks for the call. Other callers, stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.